Take a look at this rare, super slow motion video of Flight 175 that hit the South World Trade Center Tower on 9/11/2001. Take a really close look, because there are two impossibilities I'm going to show you here. This video was allegedly shot by Michael Herzicani, a diamond merchant based in Los Angeles, California. The first impossibility is a real airplane couldn't have sliced through a building with a steel facade with reinforced concrete flooring and 47 steel support beams. A jet's wing can't slice through a steel building like a hot knife through butter. But that's the story the news media wants us to believe, and most people are still believing this hoax. But the second impossibility is in plain sight. In fact, I can't believe it took me over 12 years to see. Let me show you a still of this video. I've highlighted a building that's clearly behind the South World Trade Center Tower. Yet when we pay close attention to the video, Flight 175's wing should appear in front of the building, not behind it. This is a layering CGI glitch, and this proves that this video, which was seen all over the world, over and over and over again, year after year, is a CGI rendering. Thus, it's not an amateur witness video. It's a fake. And this is one of many, many faked videos put out by the news media. I've turned on the sharing option for this video, so you have my permission to copy and paste it onto your Blogger website. And I'm putting the finishing touches on my own video showing how just about everything about 9/11 is faked, just like this Flight 175 video. If you'd like to be the first to find out about this when I release it, click on the link to be alerted.